Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Man, Tyler, and Nick.
We are joined by our good friend Patrick Saunders from the Denver Post, our Rockies insider. And I just first of all want to say, Patrick, thank you very much for being kind to me and shepherding me through where to go and what to do. This is always kind of a weird situation when you're not sure how everything should play out. And you were very, very nice to me earlier this week in Arizona, so I want to say thank you.
Well, my pleasure, D-Mac. You did look a little lost. It's a big complex.
Yeah.
A lot of corridors. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, there was one point where I didn't know how to leave. That was awkward, and I clearly was about to walk through a door that I wasn't supposed to be at, and it was like, hey, D-Mac, it's that way. There was that moment. But my impression being down there, first of all, I guess when there's 9 media members early in spring training, it is like, boy, it's action. You know, that's a lot of guys down there, or ladies. It doesn't matter, just guys. But that's to me what the impetus was. Hey, there's media here. Nolan, come out and say something. And Nolan's done other media, events since, but Patrick, it seemed to me this was the Rockies' way of trying to get ahead of things the best they could. How do you think overall that was handled? And then Jeff Breidich, a couple days later, kind of talked about it again. How would you analyze that process?
Yeah, well, they had to do it on both counts. You know, Nolan told me about 3 weeks ago now that he was done talking about it, but it was clear when he finally did report to camp that this was an issue that needed to be put to bed. And to Nolan's credit, you know, he actually spoke twice. He spoke the day before all the local TV stations, and you were there. Mm-hmm. And then he spoke to us again. And my take on it was this. Nolan's a pro. He knew it was part of his job. I could tell he was uncomfortable. He didn't like having to be in the spotlight for this, as opposed to, say, getting a game-winning home run,
right,
which is fun. But he did his due diligence. It's also clear to me that even though Nolan said, you know, I don't hold grudges, et cetera, that there's still some troubled feelings beneath the waters between him and Breidich. And Nolan has never once said, you know, I regret saying what I said about Breidich. You know, I regret maybe some of the controversy, but I don't regret what I said. And when Breidich then on Tuesday at Cactus League Media Day finally addressed it, and he should have addressed it a couple of weeks or at least a week ahead of time, you know, he said all the right things. He made a sort of apology to Rockies fans, not for anything he'd done, but just the angst of the situation. I think for the most part, given that it's Jeff Breidich, he's not very comfortable talking to the public and the media, he did okay. So right now the waters are smooth, or at least the calm on the surface. And we're just going on with the business of baseball. But if the Rockies start losing, you know, early on, mm-hmm, all of this is going to bubble to the surface at some point.
Mm. Well, Patrick, I've been reading today all about these rumors about the Rockies being front runners for Yasiel Puig. What's the story there, and how would that change things with Nolan?
Well, everybody I've talked to down here, they were all basically asking me, where did this come from? Now, it came from, I believe it's I know it's a radio station, the tweet.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody I've talked to said there's no validity to this whatsoever.
Okay.
And it makes no sense to me. And I tweeted this out, and I got hammered on Twitter for it. When I say makes no sense, I didn't mean that Yasiel Puig couldn't, in some form or fashion, to help the team. But what I meant was it makes no sense for the Rockies at this point because, you know, one, they said they don't have the money to spend. And from everything I've seen, Puig's going to want at least $8 to $10 million, even for 1 year. And two, for all the talent Yasiel Puig brings, he also is, let's face it, he's a different cat. He's, you know, he's been in trouble in a lot of places. And the Rockies' MO is typically not to go in that direction. So if something happens and they end up signing Puig, I would be shocked.
Patrick, with being in spring training right now, what can the Rockies do to bolster their pitching at this point?
Well, you know, it's a good question. You know, Bud Black talked about that at length again today. It seems like every day somebody has a question about pitching. All they can really do at this point is go out and, you know, keep coaching these guys up and hope that, you know, they get bounced back from Kyle Freeland and some other guys and hope that some of their younger arms, particularly in the bullpen, start maturing. Because if that doesn't happen, you know, I know that the hope's not a strategy. I understand that. But because if that doesn't happen, the Rockies have no chance to compete for a playoff position, let alone the NL West. You know, in my mind, they're not really going to add, at this stage, they're not going to add anybody other than, you know, today they signed Daniel Barr to a minor league deal, and he used to be a hot stuff with the Red Sox until he lost control with his pitches. But I know it's not going to be any sort of miracle. They're just going to have to figure it out with what they've got, and I think that's why so many people are skeptical about this team.
All right, we were laughing about Jeff Bridges saying, well, it's only day two. You know, I haven't met with anybody, or there's a lot of players to meet with.
And yesterday was day one.
Yesterday was day one, and we were definitely like, hey, man, Jeff, you're killing yourself here. Like, you're making mountains out of molehills. Just meet with Nolan. I mean, or say you're going to. I'll ask you the question. What day are we on here? I guess if Sunday was day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six.
Nobody can count this high, D-Mac.
So, day one would have been report day for Nolan, would have been
Sunday, yeah.
First full squad workouts were Monday.
Yeah, but Patrick, yeah. If I could talk to Nolan on Sunday, certainly Jeff Bridich could. So I'm going to say day one. You know, when Nolan was released from the ASU batting cage when he came into the facility. So we're on day six here. Have they talked?
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I don't know. Truthfully, Nolan has made himself pretty scarce in the clubhouse. I haven't, other than say hello, I haven't had a chance to sit down and talk to him. Next time I see him, I will and ask him about that. My guess is they probably have not sat down and had the big kumbaya meeting yet. Was that the right way to phrase this?
All right, hold on.
I'd like to be the fly on the wall.
I get it, but this is getting ridiculous. It's not that busy down there. You know what I mean?
No.
There's time.
The games don't start until tomorrow, so they've had plenty of time. There's a lot of downtime. You know that.
Yes.
They have a ton of downtime. No, you're right. It should have happened. Well, it should have happened, like you said, when Nolan first got here. It probably should have happened before that. And I don't know if they simply don't want to deal with it and they want to just let it be. You know, it's interesting to me. But I'm sure I know from both of them, they want it to go away. But that doesn't mean they shouldn't. I agree. They should try to hash this out.
All right, real quick, because we're running short on time. Sorry, Patrick.
Yeah.
It's just real quick.
Do
GMs, does Bridich just, you know, being there, like a lot of fans, you are so close to the players. I mean, you could easily talk to the players or have a little word between the fence, right?
Yes.
Does Jeff Bridich watch practice at all? I mean, is he physically there?
Oh, he goes out there all the time.
And he still hasn't talked to Nolan? I mean, you could literally just... I mean, it's ridiculous how
D-Mac talks to his son in the dugout all the time, so he thinks that he should just do that.
No, I mean they are out there just, I mean, all the time. Yeah, he's out.
Right.
And to tell you the truth, I have seen them pass each other by a few times when I've been out there.
And?
There's really no acknowledgement.
Oh my God! So
if I'm reading too much into that or not, I don't know. But they're not riding in the same golf cart. Let me put it that way.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. You're the best. And I appreciate your help. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Ah, come on. How petty is this stuff? It's ridiculous, right?
It is. It's like a married couple who is staying together just for the kids. That's what it's like. We're going to stay together just for the kids.
All right. The XFL. You know, some interesting things are going on. Really interesting. We'll give you the details next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.